Billy! Fred!
Hey, Tommy.
Hi, Fred.
I got to relate a little thing to you that happened to me because of my big mouth.
Okay.
And it has to do with what you were talking about in the last hour about who can write the best bank robbery note.
Yeah.
Well, I got a really demented sense of humor, you know that.
I know that.
I walked into my bank one day right down here in South Minneapolis, the Northwest Bank, went up to the teller after waiting in line, and I said, stay calm and nobody will get hurt.
Fred, first of all, can I stop you right here?
Uh-huh.
Fred, you know, I have a demented sense of humor, and I do stupid things. And, Fred, I would never in a million years think of doing something like that. I just want to stop you right here before I hear the rest of the story and ask, what the hell were you thinking? Do you make jokes about having bombs in your bag at an airport? Oh,
no, I'm
dead serious.
I will call out to my Uncle John by saying, hi, Jack.
Yeah. That's not even funny at an airport.
I gotta
ask you though. You know, we all have boundaries, and in doing that, you're crossing mine in terms of humor. I mean, it's gutsy as hell. I'll give you that. But what are you thinking when you're doing that? Are you thinking?
Every once in a while, I step over the line.
Yeah, but are you thinking they're going to laugh at that?
Well, if she had listened to what I said,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it again. Go back and tell the story.
I finally, after her waiting on a couple of the customers in front of me, got up to the teller window, and I said, stay calm, nobody will get hurt. This is a deposit, take all of my money. All she heard was stay calm and nobody will get hurt.
Which, of course, is all she's going to hear, because then everything goes in slow motion, and
right.
She starts to see her life pass before her eyes. So what happened next?
She didn't quite get to push the button because the bank manager was at the next window, knew me, heard what I said, and stopped her from pushing the silent alarm. And he hauled me into his office and reamed me. So I learned my lesson on that. There are certain places you just can't joke around. Banks are one of them.
Fred, how old are you?
I'm 45.
45-year-old man. And he took you into his office right then and there?
Oh, yeah, and I had it coming. I knew I had made a mistake as soon as I saw the look on her face.
When did you do this?
Oh, this is probably 2 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. I wonder what would have happened if she had pressed the button, or if it would have been again just a...
I probably would have ended up getting thrown in jail for a few days while the FBI tried to figure out what the hell was going on. You know, it would have been even worse. I was happy that he just yelled at me for doing something so stupid.
Yeah. I wonder if this would have been considered worse or better if you went up to the teller and gave her a note that just said, have a nice day. Where would you rate that? Would that be scarier or less scary?
It all depends.
I think it'd be scarier.
If you just walk up to the teller and hand them a note without saying a word, they're going to get really stressed before they even open.
Yeah, that's why I think it's scarier. Notes, just a note would be scarier. Yeah.
But I learned my lesson. I will never do something like that again in a bank.
Yeah, I went into a bank one time a few years back, and I had a little, it wasn't even a real gun, it was a little pellet gun, and I went up to a teller and put it to her head and said, you give me all the money, I'll blow your freaking head off! I'll blow your freaking head off, lady, you got that?
Then I said to her,
I'm screwing around with you, but the bank manager was right there. He was laughing so damn hard he wasn't able to do anything about it. He was ticked, but he had to admit it was a good one. And of course she, you know, at that point was getting people to, well, they were coming with wet wipes and stuff because she had soiled herself.
Well, you could do it even better. I'll loan you my starter pistol.
Yeah.
I've got a starter pistol. I train the dogs with it. It looks like a Beretta 92 9mm.
You know, I don't go to bed at night without calling the St. Paul Police Department and saying there's a bomb there. I can't sleep unless I call it a threat.
But anyhow, Tommy, the reason I called in with this little story about what happened to me is I'd hate to think that maybe one or two of your listeners might take you up on who can write the best joke and empty out, or write the best note and get an empty tell.
And they win a bank in Rhode Island and a full staff. Uh-huh. Now I'm hoping that that they understand the old broadcast. But if they don't, well, I wash my hands of the whole thing.